Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Qualcomm Incorporated, NASDAQ, QCOM, JP Morgan Hardware and Semis Management Access Forum, August 16, 2023, 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time. At the JP Morgan Hardware and Semis Management Access Forum, Qualcomm CFO, Akash Palhawala, emphasized the critical role of artificial intelligence, AI, on edge devices, underscoring that costs, latency, privacy, and user-specific data push most AI processing towards the device, rather than the cloud. He forecasted broad application of AI capabilities across consumer, enterprise, and industrial use cases. Palhawala identified generative AI as the company's advantage for new use cases and driving content growth, particularly in premium-tier devices and new markets. With Qualcomm's unique technology, strong competitive positioning, and strategic partnerships, he was confident about company growth despite a fluctuating supply chain due to geopolitics. Challenges include a lower smartphone market size, increasing in-house investment by smartphone OEMs, and the need for phone operating systems to work seamlessly with the system on a chip society. Qualcomm plans to deploy new AI models and use cases within its apps, in partnership with Meta and other tech giants. The firm's performance with AI model Llama, which has become a leading AI model, is resulting in more apps being built on top. Qualcomm sees an opportunity in deploying models for its on-device neural processing units, NPU, a specialized engine that runs these models at low power, offering improved performance. The firm sees growth opportunity in the handset market, with content expected to grow more on the application processor side than the modem side. Qualcomm is focusing on enabling new use cases and bringing upgrade cycles to the phone market. Working with partners that play a key role in the ecosystem, be it directly or indirectly, is a part of Qualcomm's strategy. The firm is also looking for opportunities to expand its software stack for inference and leverage its optimized models for chips in the IoT market. It is preparing to launch PC devices with integrated CPU, GPU, and camera technologies, developed by the Nuvia team, by mid-next year. Qualcomm aims to introduce CPU cores designed by the Nuvia team to its entire portfolio, including smartphones, auto market, and IoT. Qualcomm is focusing on developing custom chip design and diversifying beyond smartphones to enter the PC market. The company has acquired Nuvia to further this effort and hopes to replicate the success of Apple's custom ARM cores in the PC market. The company also sees an opportunity for the adoption of the RISC-V architecture broadly in phones, where it already has a presence in areas such as audio and video technology engines. However, Qualcomm acknowledges the challenges of competing in a market where Apple is gaining share and investors' concerns about the company's total addressable market, TAM, shrinking. The company also sees potential growth in the automotive market, with a $30 billion pipeline of business last reported a year ago, of which ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, comprised the largest portion. However, details on how profitability will be achieved in this segment and specific growth rates weren't disclosed. Considering M&A, Qualcomm's approach remains to pursue acquisitions that accelerate its organic growth and fit into its existing strategy.